Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Advent, in the early holiday liturgy.
Many years ago, on Christmas, a grandfather told me there are four stages to life. The first is that you believe in Santa Claus. The second is, when you look around the world, you wonder where he's at. The third stage is you have to become Santa Claus for someone. And the final stage, you start looking like Santa Claus. There's a hidden wisdom here. Life is a journey. It is a journey, and there are stages. Do you remember your childhood when trees glistened and you could barely contain yourself because of the promise of Christmas morning? We grew up too soon. The world will never be as magical again. Reality can scare us. People will disappoint us. And we can begin to doubt the goodness. Life's challenge is to move beyond disappointment to creativity, lest we be locked in disillusionment. No longer putting ourselves first, we have to discover the joy of putting others first. We have to become real Santas for others. Saints for others. If we are to keep alive hearts, we have to become the goodness we want if it's to be stay real in us. I warn you, time will take its toll on you, and you will someday look like Santa or Mrs. Claus. But if grace becomes real in you, your joyful smile, your infectious laugh will proclaim that you've learned to rejoice in people and in their goodness, just like God does. Four stages, but the hardest is navigating disappointment. We discover too soon that life is not all we wished or wanted. Reality dims, hope hangs in the balance, and we begin to question. Either you become the goodness you believe in, or disappointment will blind you. It's your choice. It's a choice you have to make. John the Baptist faced that question. It was not the harsh prison cell, but his disappointment in Jesus that made him send two disciples to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" We to wait for another. Can't you hear the heartbreak in that question? Shouldn't a prophet know? You see, John the Baptist wanted a different Jesus. He wanted a Messiah with a winnowing fan in his hand to clear his threshing floor, gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Instead, he got Jesus, meek and humble of heart. Jesus pointed to the difference between them. He said, "John came neither eating or drinking." They said, "He's possessed by a demon." "The Son of Man came eating and drinking," and they said, "Look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Jesus doesn't scold John. He calls him to see God's actions as if for the very first time. "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense in me." Jesus was challenging John to see the wondrously new that God was doing in him. Jesus asked John to see with today's first reading, "Be strong, fear not, here is your God, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, and then the tongue of the dumb will sing." John was in prison, but he was in the darker prison of old hopes and small dreams. He missed seeing the God of surprises. Is it any wonder that the least in the kingdom of God, that you are greater than he? God instructed John in Isaiah, "Remember not the things of the past, the things of long ago. Consider not. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Can you not see it?" By now you figured out that John's questions is one we often ask. God, why don't you do what I want? In moments of disappointment or disillusionment, I can be John the Baptist asking for a different Jesus, asking his question yet again, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to await for another?" It isn't that we all haven't known people who've experienced miracles, but where are the ones that I want? Come on, Lord. Even as Jesus invited John not to take offense but to see anew, he challenges us to really, really see. So much of living flows from what we decide to notice. So much of our living flows from what we decide to notice. Consider the wonders of daily life in nature, in those you love, in the goodness that surprises you, in the beauty that stuns you. Do you savor them? Consider, too, what happens at our altar. Reality is richer when we choose to see it from God's perspective. We can come to Mass and see a ceremony, or we can Jesus saying, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." We can see a white wafer in our hands, or we can see Jesus holding us in his hands. We can consume and rush away, or we can feel the living Lord in our flesh all the day long. We can spend ourselves in frenetic activity, or we can give him the quiet so that we can see God acting in our lives. So much of living flows from what you decide to notice. You know, small miracles surround you. I've seen them. I've seen those miracles in you. Yes, there are living saints here. Yes, even in their sinfulness, they are still living saints claimed by God and God acting through them. What if you noticed? What if you took the time to notice? What if you shared with others the goodness you see and celebrate? In that moment, we would become small miracles changing lives. Sadly, we want Jesus to do the miracles for us. Christmas is about becoming a miracle for others. So many people will need you, will need your support and voice this year. Become the miracle. Let Jesus be born in you anew. Then the prophet's words will come true. "See now, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth in you." In you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.